Well, it is getting around, especially since the whistleblower came out. There's a new one. It supposedly happened about a week ago. I cannot find any of the body cam footage without news reporters releasing it. So if it was released, it was released to the news station itself and not to the general public, at least as far as my ability to find it, which admittedly I'm not great at. So the first video you're going to see is the body cam footage of something falling out of the sky. The second one that you will see is a meteor falling out of the sky. And I show you that one so that everybody can have a untainted mind, so that your mind is more open, because if I keep screaming alien at you, everything I tell you will reference in your brain as alien. Now, here is one of the witnesses. Apparently, there is more than one. We will look at that footage as well. Now, this is after the encounter, so you have to sit there and think in your mind that he's had conversations with the friends that saw it, so they've bounced ideas off of each other. They have rewired their memories to come to consensus of what they saw, which is the reason why police separate witnesses, not just for collaborations of suspects, but is to keep the witnesses' memory untainted by other witness who saw from a different angle or different perspective or other context.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my channel. This is my first video. I'm here to tell you what happened to me on May 1st, 2023. I'm going to try to explain the best of my abilities. This is not a conspiracy theory. I'm not making this story up for clout or fame.
Now, if you can see it and hear it, he is reading. You see the tracking of the eyes and the pauses that go with sentences, and not a fluid mindset that is coming out with speech.
I want to tell you what happened to me and my family. And I know some people are not going to believe this, but each person is different.
I know some people are not going to believe this, and then the hand throws up. It's a precursor to the next words that are coming, so we have some belief. Now, my thing with this particular witness, before we get down the road so you can see where I'm at in my bias, is I believe that he believes. Whatever he saw that night, he believes what he saw. He believes that he saw an alien. Now, whether that's factual or not, that's the debate. For all we know, it could be a robot or a bioengineered creature.
So this is what happened to me. Keep in mind, this is midnight and I'm fixing a truck in my backyard. At this point, I'm only with my brother and I hear something fall from the sky.
It also goes with why he keeps touching, because he's reading. And I'm going to assume it's like an iPad or something that he's put text on so that he can just push for next. It could be a Kindle for all I know. So we're going to see a lot of the reading gestures. And if we get to something that is not reading, I will point that out to you.
I turn around. The only thing I see is a big light falling from the sky. And moments after, I feel a big impact and a bang, sort of like a big impact fall.
So this is where he motions down, a big impact fall. And again, it precedes the verbal. So we have some truth there. The body's loose. He's motioning with it. And you have to think about how the body feels this, because it's a feeling memory. Is that whatever it is, it was like a percussion. He felt it come down and push down.
And me and my brother looked at each other and we were scared. But when that impact happened, it was sort of like a shockwave. Like an out-of-body experience. So to say, when I tried to look at the object, it was all blurry. Not my vision, but only the backyard area. And I hear thousands of footsteps around me, and maybe a couple seconds later, the blurriness was gone. And here's the footage of the body.
All right, so now we've got some stress coming through, and we're starting to shake a leg, which is shaking the whole body.
The police officer's body cam, and here's the object I'm referring to, the light.
So now we've got the verbals starting to precede the body movement.
Here's a Ring camera video. You can hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video.
So there we have an actual memory search there. He throws it up. We get this preceding of the body. It's looser. The stress is gone.
So when that happened, the only thing I can see in the backyard is a tall creature, probably around 8-10 feet tall, very thin. So I...
We're not seeing the shaking of the leg. None of that is coming out. We see the preceding of the body to the verbals. We've got some referencing in the brain.
Call my dad. He went to the backyard and he saw the same thing, the same creature I saw.
We are getting some nervous coming through now. It's not the shaking of the up and down where the whole body vibrates. It's more, it looks like it's a swing, like he's swinging his leg in and out. I'm going to assume by the way he's sitting, he's probably on a stool so his feet can be positioned in that way.
He told me to go inside the house. At this point, we all freaking out, me and my family. And here's the video where we were in the backyard area.
Now see, this is where I'm kind of suspicious because this is supposed to be, you know, this is a freak out moment. I mean, if I saw a damn alien, you wouldn't hear me shut up about it. I'd be talking about this weeks later and referencing it mentally in my mind, trying to absorb what I had seen. Years later, I would reference it in my head. And so he's reading. It's fairly fresh and we're getting no visual reference. Nothing on an event that is pretty much life-changing. Once you sit there and see something that's not supposed to exist, your whole perspective on humanity, the world, how physics works, you start to think. So I am suspicious.
You cannot see it too good but on camera, but it's there. Here's a video.
We see a small reference. Here's the video. And I'm meaning the visual memory.
Hey! Professor! Carmungarela, me casi les va a dar eso. Cáelo, cherro, que chile. Cáelo, cherro.
Okay, I don't see anything. I don't see nothing. I see people for a few seconds looking through the backyard door, and we're not seeing panic. Nobody's running. They're just using the fence as a barrier. It's not enough. Sorry.
Moments after the video, me and my brother went to go pick up my tools. Then my brother calls me. And he told me shakingly, look behind the forklift. So I look. Keep in mind I'm facing the forklift. And then I see the alien creature. So when I saw it.
And here is more suspicion that I have. He keeps readjusting himself. He's still reading. And we're getting no references. For those of you who have been watching me for years, we have seen some witnesses that have seen things. And I'm talking about the paid subscribers. You know their body language because I've specified what they're doing. Their body, even if they read it, will try and describe it via hands or the motions, the way it moves. And these witnesses are decades old. Some of them fairly fresh, but decades old. And I'm not seeing any of that with this person.
It was a tall, skinny, lengthy creature. He was a gray, greenish color. And when I looked at it in the eyes, my body just froze. Like the same way, the same experience as having sleep paralysis. Keep in mind, I'm staring at him and I look at his whole body and he has a weird looking feet and a big face and eyes and you can see a big mouth.
So he continues to read through that huge description there, we give no body movements to reference, no brain search to that reference, no nothing. I mean, at this point, he mentions feet. I'd expect him to look at his own feet because that would be feet. But he has to read. Now the UFO community is going to crucify me because I don't believe what he's reading. And that is why it says underneath this video, it is my opinion. If you like it, please share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.